you're living in a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.
Ali, who I refer to as Lisa, has a new job.
Well, her name's Ali.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying I'd call her Lisa. I said her name was Ali.
Yeah.
But it took about 6 months to call her by her actual name. That might be why she left.
Nah, she left because she got a better opportunity and Leon's just holding her back. It's a bit of blocking. And she wants to step up to the big dog chair, and she's done that. And she's off to the Gold Coast, which is great. But she's the boss, and she's got your husband? Are you married?
No, we're not married.
Oh, kid out of wedlock.
Jeez. Living in sin.
There's a foreigner for another day.
It's disgraceful.
I had one too.
Lucky you moved to the Gold Coast.
And her fiance, boyfriend, works for Triple M, Evie. His name is Digby. He's a Black Thunder. And,
he's a DJ. He's an on-air presenter.
He's an on-air presenter.
Great job.
And so Ellie's got this new opportunity to go, and they've got a little girl, little Rose. So they're going to go to Queensland. So Digby needs to come as well. So old mate over here, Ellie, who's the boss, like she's the big boss, she's just hired him.
Yeah. What?
You can't do that.
Well, so she should.
Well, abuse of
power.
Isn't she the boss?
Well, he needs a job. Yeah. And I can now do that. So done.
Wow.
Sleeping his way to the top.
Yep, literally.
Digby!
Digby, woo! You're the man.
I wonder if that will change.
What?
No.
Actions later when, you know, you've received a new title, whether it's like, we'll see.
I reckon he'll find that really good.
Yeah.
Go pick up that. Okay, honey.
Okay.
Wouldn't you love that?
All right.
Alex is my boss. She tells me to do things. Do the dishes.
Whatever role playing is going on, I don't think we need to be broadcasting.
I think it's really good that you gave him a job because he needed one and you had one to give.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Thank you, Evie.
There's a demand and you've supplied.
Nepotism.
So you'd be able to fire him when you want to.
You can fire him.
Yeah, I can actually.
So if he doesn't hold it over him daily.
If he doesn't cook dinner for you every night, hey, do you want your job?
I think that's fair.
Because you won't have a house to come home to either.
Very good point.
Well, 13, 10, 60, Byron.
Well, there's a few areas we could go down. Probably just abusing your power at work generally is probably the most appropriate here because that's what Ali's doing. She's abusing her power. She's going, oh, my man needs a job. I'll give him one because I can. Leon, our exec producer, you, of course, you had a number of part-time jobs. JJ's Warehouse springs to mind.
JJ's.
But also Video Easy.
I was a trolley boy as well, but that's a different story.
Right. Did you ever work at Blockbuster?
No, Video Easy.
Video Easy?
Video Easy, yeah. So what did you do?
Well, if friends came in, I either give them a free rental or you could just wipe their late fees. Yep. Abuse of power.
That's not abusing power. That's just being a good guy.
No, it's an abuse of power. 13 10 60, call us with your abuse of power. So you're at work, you've got the power to do something. What do you do that you know it's not right?
Yeah, I never do that. I've got no examples.
Let's talk about like cops from the 80s.
13 10 60 is the number. You've got so many examples.
Roger Rogerson, let's talk about him.
You can tell by the look on your face when you said you had none.
See, the fact that you know me that well, that you know that I don't have any, because you would just bring one would spring to mind.
All right, 13 10. Well, you've never been the boss of anything.
Yeah. Alex is the boss
of this show.
13, 10,
don't abuse that.
Give us a call.
I'm here all the time.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Congratulations to our producer, Ali, who is now going to be the big boss of the radio station up there on the Gold Coast. She is now a boss, and her first decision was to hire her boyfriend. It's an interesting abuse of power.
A great abuse of power because they're moving up there. He needs a job.
Yeah.
And why not go up to the Gold Coast and hire him? She can fire him.
Yeah.
It's great. She literally has control over everything he does.
Mm. Yeah. Good woman.
I want to go out for a beer tonight, hun. Do you?
Do you?
I'm going to put you on a Saturday shift, big boy.
There's so many ways we can take this in so many different angles, but we've gone with just blatantly abusing your power at work.
Or sleeping with your boss. Jonathan from St Kilda, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I was in the days of trading shares on the stock exchange floor where you'd yell and do it annually, and our crew would take a name out of the death list, trade some gold shares for the day, make a profit, and then go over to Settlements and get cash and then go and have dinner at that famous Chinese restaurant in the city.
Oh, yes.
Well.
This is a
down in Chinatown?
Yeah, well, the one that allows on it.
Yep, we know the one.
I know what you're talking about.
Thank you very much.
That's where they eat. You would never have eaten there, Brian.
13, 10, 60 is the number here at the Fox.
I haven't eaten there either. I think he's talking about the flower.
Thanks, Dad. That's not your real name, obviously, Jonathan.
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 Not your real name.
You're talking about flower drum?
No,
he's still his sister.
He's just listening to himself.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
What about tomorrow night? It's a one night only special event. It is the all new Monty. Our very own Brendan Favola will be getting his gear off for a great cause.
Yeah.
As will one of the greats of AFL and a brand in his own right. It is Dipper.
Well, Byron, thank you. Thank you, Finn. Lovely to see you. Evie?
Lovely to see you, Dipper.
Evie.
Yeah.
That's all I know. That's
good. That's the middle bit. Yeah, I like that. Good. That's the slower one.
You don't know, Evie.
Hardly anyone does that part of the song. Everyone always goes, Evie. Yeah.
That's what I just did. Literally let your head in now. Evie. Yeah. Hey, great to be on board here. That's really looking forward to the show coming on air.
Yeah,
Brendan, what do you think?
Oh,
have you seen anything of it?
I haven't seen anything of it.
I've seen nothing.
Yeah, all I can see is big balls.
Well,
it's all about testicles, Byron. Don't be afraid to talk
testicles?
About it.
Because we have to walk down Pitt Street, Sydney, in the mall, which is full of people, and stop people and go, "Hey, mate, how are you going? Yeah. Have you checked your balls lately? What? Oh. And what about your partner? Have a feel lately?
Yeah. Wow.
It's very uncomfortable.
It's about testicular cancer. Thank you. Testicular cancer.
It's an important charity push. So can we just have one more go at that, Dipper? It is for
testicular cancer.
He's nailed it. There we go. Thank He's got
you.
It.
Very good. And the biggest and thing, very important.
Guys, Evie and Byron, the biggest thing around this is actually the biggest cause of death in males over 40. And the biggest thing is that blokes don't want to talk about it. So that, therefore, that's why we're down.
And that's what this is all about. Open up the conversation and their partners as well.
Great. Yes.
And yourself as well, because we do talk a lot about breast cancer and other type of cancers. But this one, now I lost a dear friend, my first captain, Peter Crimmins, to a testicular cancer at Hawthorne. And so that's when the first time, as a young boy, I found out what the type of cancer was. Mm. So when they asked me to get my gear off, I thought, yeah, when? and then I didn't know who's going to be in it. Then I went to wardrobe, and coming down the escalators at the channel was Brendan. Burgess. I thought, Brendan was there. So I said, what are you doing here?
Oh, look out.
So now I just wear four things, shoes, no socks, jeans with a bit of jock and a shirt.
You don't
just
wear
in case.
Just in
well,
case.
Well, I do these days. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Just in case you need now, to be called on.
The boys got to hang out a bit, obviously, in shooting this show, because it has been previously shot, and we're going to see the end result tomorrow night, Evie. But these lads got to hang out a bit while they were shooting.
You did get to hang out a bit. I heard that on the last night when everyone went out and celebrated, what were you two doing together?
Well, watching maths.
Watching the grand finale of Married at First Sight.
We were watching maths. Why? I don't know. Because
we had a bottle of wine.
Why not? We've got some cheese.
My wife, Cheryl, and the girlfriend.
That's my kind
And
of
we
night.
Were sitting there with pillows, like you, on the couch, with a pillow on your knee.
On the goggle box. Yeah, you know what, Dipper? I've always said that there should be a celebrity goggle box, because there has been in the UK. There's been a few.
Right.
I think you would be brilliant as
your pitch for me? You know?
Yeah.
Well, I'll just check my diary.
Let's get it done.
Because I'm pretty busy these days.
You sit on a couch. We'll come to you.
Love sitting on the couch.
Oh, it's so
as Bruno Mars said, sitting on the couch with my hands down my pants, doing nothing on that day, you know?
I'm not sure that Bruno Mars said that.
While the show was going on, Dipper was sitting there at the table with his big glass of red, gets his legs out, and he's like, oh, this is a stupid show. Oh, what's she doing with him? And then ad breaks. Oh, my God, I can't believe they went together. Oh, my God. he was so into it.
It's the all-new Monty tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. on Channel 7. It's going to be massive. Thank you, Dipper.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Police in Frankston are rolling out a new little pilot program. They're going to start pulling people over who are driving well.
What?
Yes. Yes, if you're a good driver and you're under 25 and you live around Frankston, you may get pulled over by the cops, who are going to tell you, oh, good girl, good boy.
How annoying.
And also, they're going to offer you a safe driving course for free.
Well, hang on, you're already driving well. Yeah, why do you need a course? Well done. Here's a course so you can be even better.
Yeah, isn't that what
they should
they're
be doing,
doing
it for the
already?
People that they're pulling over for doing the bad things?
Yeah, give them a free course. That's a good incentive, actually.
Great incentive. But if I'm driving, you get scared because the police are behind you, and then they do the thing.
Yeah. Well, you get why that
are you scared? Because it's just instinct.
Yeah,
it is. Happens. It's just natural.
You've got nothing to hide. You
got nothing to hide. I know I've got nothing to hide. So, but you still get that. As soon as you see the lights, you're And you look around and go, oh my God, am I packing?
No, what if you take off because you have done something wrong once and they're pulling you over to tell you you're good and you take off, all of a sudden you've got a lifetime in jail?
What if that's why they think you're packing, Fib? What do you got in the trunk?
Who knows?
Anyway, but...
I want a signal. So for all the Frankston police out there, they do a great job. I wanted to be a police officer when I was younger. When the lights go on, I'm the driver.
Yeah.
I put my thumbs up if I'm good.
Yeah.
And they can... They do, yep. Or you put your thumbs down, and if they go thumbs down, then you pull over because you've done something wrong. But if you've done something good and they're pulling you over, thumbs up. Thumbs up by the copper.
I like it.
And then I'll just wave them on. I'm right. Yep. I don't want a voucher.
I don't need a voucher.
I don't need to be pulled over.
I don't need a safe driving course. 101.9 The
Fox. We heard a beautiful romantic story, Evie relaying what happened on the weekend with these two umpires. Wow, just a beautiful proposal on the MCG. Umpire proposes to other umpire. There was a person in this studio who couldn't find the joy in that moment.
Oh, it's a beautiful moment. It was just they hadn't been wearing their umpires' kits. They might have been more beautiful.
Do you know what? I think she might have been spewing a little bit that she was wearing that.
She was in all her life.
She's like, this is what my photos will be for the rest of my life in this.
At the MCG.
You hate umpires.
I do hate umpires, and they hate me. And there's a good reason for that.
Why?
I used to abuse them. But they shouldn't take that, you know, personal. It's on the field, shouldn't take it personal. No. It's like when the Brownlow, this is why the Brownlow just means nothing.
Which is voted for by umpires.
Umpires.
Best because, player as voted by umpires.
Yeah, only midfielders win because they suck up to the umpires all the time. Forwards never win because we abuse them because we always get held all the time and we don't get free kicks. And like, it's very true. Is it true, Byron?
No, it's hard to dispute in history.
It's very true. And I think there was something like 7 games where I played and I kicked 8 goals or more. I don't want to make this about me.
Well, you are, but let's keep going.
And I think I only got like 1 or 2 votes. Now, I kicked 9 goals and get a vote.
You kicked 9.
That's a lot. Now, Evie, players kick 5 goals, they get 3 votes. They're like, oh, how good was he? I used to have naps in the middle of the goal square and mark at one hand with my eyes shut, kick it over my head. And I still couldn't get a vote.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
Now, Fev, I mean, he has plenty of other stats, I'm sure, that
I'm
back up.
I'm trying not to be arrogant, but it's true. This is actual stats.
Try harder. 13, 10, 60. So Fev.
I was really good,
Fev,
Evie.
That is a hate towards a profession that is relatively irrational. You might have some reasons.
I don't think it's irrational.
Well, it's a profession he hates. He hates all umpires. Doesn't
they're just
matter.
Biased.
Okay. You can't hate all umpires
Let's have a think about it.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Professions that we just hate, there might not be any reason for it. Evie, can you think?
Know, they do a good job, though.
I do have an irrational hatred of a profession. And the really weird thing is my sister is one of them and so is one of my best friends. But I hate them. Hairdressers.
Oh, really?
Jeez.
Had a bad experience? Or?
So many. But yeah, because I haven't got great. Yeah, I'm going to.
Don't promote your wife's business.
Every time I go to a hairdresser.
Try not to make it about me.
Again, try harder.
Every time I'd go to a hairdresser, they would just really, really insult me.
Oh, like, what do you mean?
I don't have good hair, okay? I know this.
Yeah. And what do they say?
Every time they pick up my hair, you know, they pick it up. You know when they run their fingers through and they go, oh.
That's the best bit.
This is not. Yeah, well, if you've got a good head of hair, that's a good bit. If you've got a bad head of hair like me.
Don't want to make it about me. I got like really long curly hair and they used to run through and go, oh my God, I'd love to have your hair. And I'm like, oh, cut it off.
The Fab, 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 and Fab Show.
Well, no, welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Let's open the phones. Although
welcome, Evie Jones.
We probably haven't thought this
one. What do you hate, Byron?
Well, no, I don't hate anyone.
Yeah, you do.
13, 10, 60.
What did you say on the couch?
I said I hated baristas.
Oh,
I don't.
There it is.
They're going to spit in your coffee.
They've turned it into sort of a personality competition.
But
coffee.
No, but the thing is, you two, God. I hate hairdressers, a lot of hairdressers.
Yeah.
I hate baristas.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like most of the
people
that work out there. And I hate umpires. Everyone hates them. Roses.
Call us now if there's a profession that you irrationally hate.
Irrationally.
How does a barista get on your nerves?
13, 10, 60 is the number.
It's making you a coffee. 101.9 The Fox.
The Fox. We are talking irrational hates that you have towards specific professions. Yours, of course,
yes,
Fev, is.
Just umpires in general. They're nice people off the
field.
Right. But on the field, yeah. But I'm actually really good mates with a couple of umpires, which is really weird, off the pitch.
Okay.
But yours, Evie Jones, is hairdressers. You don't like them because you've got
related
little...
to a hairdresser and one of my best friends is a hairdresser. So they are nice people, but I hate them.
And Byron hates baristas, which
I
don't understand.
I just came out. I don't know why, because I actually love baristas deep down. I don't
know. Is it because they get your name wrong when they
Well, I must admit, yesterday there was a barista at the the hospital that my dad's staying at. It's a cafe downstairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ordered a long black.
Yeah.
And she said, would you like milk with that?
Oh, that's...
No!
That's funny, though.
Well, get it right.
Just say to her, just a long black's without milk.
Just to
and then
fine.
Just have a chat.
Great stuff.
Oh, maybe God. It's barristers that you don't like.
131060 is the number.
Renee from Greensboro. Good morning.
Good morning.
What really gives you the goat? What don't you like?
Oh, my God, traffic controllers, the stop-and-go people.
I'll stop
I hate them. They play God with you, and sometimes they're on their phone, and they've got stop up, but they really mean slow.
Yes.
Are you glad you got that? Are you glad that you got that off your chest, Renee?
Oh, am I what? Brendan, you're a bloody legend too, mate.
We're trying not to make this about me. Renee, but thank you very much.
Actually, it's funny.
Stop it. They need to get off.
Fev has smelt like roses throughout this whole phone topic. I just got DM'd by an AFL umpire. Jamie is her name. He said, you know how Fev just said he hates umpires? I umpired him at a charity game a few weeks ago. And myself being an umpire, he said, I was the best umpire on the day. So you're actually quite nice to umpires.
Yeah, that was after the game.
During the game, he spat at her.
No, I did not. She was actually really good. The other two, it was a charity game, and I was still giving it to them. They were awful. I'm like, give me a free kick. They looked at me and said, it's for charity. And I said, I don't care.
I'm competitive.
Give me a free kick. Sean from Pakenham. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Not bad, mate. What profession do you hate?
Teachers.
Okay, well, there we go. We've had our fun. Jeez, I mean, society is taught to love our teachers.
Yeah, I don't really think teachers are that much.
Well, I didn't like teachers when I was at school, but now looking back, they were actually really nice because they're there to teach you.
I only liked one teacher.
I was just naughty.
Just want to say on behalf of Fox FM, we really appreciate the work.
Teachers are great. Teachers do better.
They do a great job. And all you kids that are driving to school now, really have fun at school because this is serious. Because I used to not like school. But when I finished school, I missed it so much. And you miss all your friends.
Yep.
And it's a way to grow and to go into the real world. But you've got to have your mates. And I hated school, but I wish I actually did something when I was there. No, I did.
Good
I do.
Message.
That's like a regret that I have.
Okay. Irrational
That's
fears.
That's the euphemism. The youth is wasted on the young.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dominic from Geelong. Thank you very much. Dominic!
Radio announcers that just love the sound of their own voice. Got a few that I can think of.
Oh, no.
Don't use any names here.
Name them. Go on.
There's someone on another station. Yeah. There might be a trio, but two of them I can't stand, and that's Tim and Marty.
Oh, okay. Let's take a break. 101.9 The Fox. The Fox. Tonight, 9 p.m. on 10, it's Have You Been Paying Attention? And one of Australia's best-known comedians will be on there tonight, of course, Kitty Flanagan.
Yes.
Great show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A couple of good... the show obviously going very well. Our good friend Ed Cavalier is on it.
Yeah.
A couple of good funnies tonight, is there?
Mick Malloy on as well.
Oh, there you go. He's funny.
Yeah, they're editing hard today to get out all the stuff that can't go to air.
There'd be a lot, wouldn't there?
Yeah, and it's always good when Mick's on because it's like, okay, it's not going to be me today. Yeah. It's not going to be me causing the problem. It's going to be Mick. So
you always have clangers. Brilliant.
Clangers or zingers?
Zingers. What is a clanger? Bad?
Yeah, you don't
a
really
clangers, want to... A clanger's like awful and a zinger's like funny.
Yes. Hey, Evie, I was going with it. Like, what are you speaking the truth? We do have a lot of clangers.
Oh, no.
One day a joke might work for you, and that'd be great.
I had a couple last night, and I'm sure they'll hit the floor.
No, you hit the mark.
You had a lot of zingers.
Very funny.
I like to balance it out. Zing clang, zing clang.
Yeah. It sounds like an R&B group. Zing clang.
How do you feel now?
The zing clang.
I feel awful. You know what I meant.
Hey, you can't offend me with that.
Good.
Now, earlier on the show, Kitty, we were having a bit of a discussion, and Evie was pretty pretty vocal, wasn't she?
You're brave to bring this up, actually.
Yeah, you are.
Rom-coms. They did a top 10.
I am interested to know what you think,
about
Kitty.
About films and...
the best rom-coms of all time.
All time. Mm. Love, Actually. Evie Jones says she hates it.
Look, that is two thumbs down and a raspberry for me. Hate that film.
Thank you. I knew I loved you for some reason. That is the worst movie.
It's a shocker.
Did you tell her to say that out there?
No, promise. Did I tell you
no,
to say
I thought
that?
I was thinking, oh no, what's it going to be? Am I going to come to blows about it? And then she said, oh, no. So I actually hate it.
Why?
You know, I've never met anyone else that hates it.
Really?
No. No, I think we should start.
Well, what are your what are your problems with it, Evie? And you can compare it to Kitty's problems. What do you hate about it?
Mine is it's misogynistic. It's a bit creepy. It wouldn't happen. There's no. It's just badly acted, badly written, poor. And that little white kid would never go out with that hot little older black kid.
There we go.
It
just
wouldn't happen.
Yeah, okay. I don't like the little kid. I hate little kids acting like 20-year-olds.
Thank you.
It's like
talking to Liam Neeson like they're adults.
Yeah, and the other one I don't like is the guy who's in love with his best friend's wife.
Creepy.
And just goes and tells her in signs and then goes, yeah, I'm done. It's like, no, you're not. Keep it to yourself. That is your cross to bear, mate. Yes. Don't put it on her.
And then she's got to kiss him.
Yeah, and then she's got to keep that from his best friend. It's just keep it to yourself, mate.
And can I just say, Laura Linney takes a really hot guy home, and her brother keeps calling, and he ends up. And I'm like, turn the phone off. He's hot.
You know what we should do? We should play back the movie, and you should do one of those extra DVD commentaries where you two just
kidding.
Pot every scene. Yeah.
I might.
What's next? What's number two? Tear that one down too.
There's a couple. There's Pretty Woman, Wedding Singer, 51st Dates.
Wedding Singer, I really enjoy.
Yeah, that's a great movie. 51st Dates is a
Julia Gulia. There's Julia never been Gulia. A better
one. We still call Julia anyone. Gulia. If anyone's called Julia, we still call her Julia Gulia.
Fev, Pretty Woman is definitely a comedy.
Yeah,
you weren't sure.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure because I love Pretty Woman, but I didn't really laugh through it.
What did you think it was?
Yeah.
Just a romantic,
an action thriller.
Yeah. It is a bit. There's a little bit of action. It's not much comedy though. You're a comedian. You don't laugh through it.
It's more rom, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, more com in the rom.
Surely When Harry Met Sally is in there.
Oh yeah, it is.
I love that one.
It is in there. That Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah,
they're all in there too.
There you go. It's only Love Actually that's the anomaly.
It's always good when there's more rom than com, because more com than rom doesn't mean it's a really good romantic com, but you always want the rom.
Well, I think Wedding Singer is a com rom.
Yeah.
That's more comedy than
com rom. Yeah, 100%.
Com rom.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, it's a com.
There's heaps more com than rom, isn't there?
Yeah. Not a lot of rom. No. You can't get too wrong with Adam Sandler.
Tonight, plenty of com.
That's it.
What's have you been paying attention? That's not really
it's
romantic.
A com.
It's a com.
There's not much rom in that.
Is that com action? Com action?
Although Amanda Keller's on as well, and I do love her.
So she's a
rom-com. Bit of lady rom.
She's still upset about the Logie?
She was never upset about the Logie. Ooh, my God.
I think she was.
She was not, Fev. You know what she was upset about? Having to talk about Tom Gleason every minute of her life. As would we all be. Oh, what do you think of what Tom's doing? What do you think of what Tom's saying about you? It's like, oh,
so what
I
just do you think
care.
About Tom? Oh. Too much rom, no com.
Okay. Tonight, 9 p.m. on 10. Kitty Flanagan on. Have you been paying attention? Thanks for hanging out,
thanks,
Kitty.
Guys. 101.9 The Fox.
Shayna Jack, the Swim Affair. This is a massive story.
Yeah, huge story. Probably the biggest talking point in Australia today. Yeah, she's Shayna Jack's. Tested positive. So the A got. So when you get drug tested, you have an A and a B positive, B test where you weigh into the first one and then you weigh into the second one. They go off to get to the lab and they take your first one, and if it comes positive, they test your B, and if that's positive, then obviously you've been deemed to have taken something that you shouldn't have taken. That's on the ASDA or the WADA list, and she's taken Liganderol. Which is a muscle growth enhancer. After Mitch Morton had come out and, you know, protested against a Chinese swimmer as a drug cheat.
Matt Horton.
Mitch Morton
is an outstanding footy player. Matt Horton.
And his protest was amazing, but she would have tested positive for this a couple of months ago, probably a month ago. They would have known.
They would have known?
Yeah, they would have known. And then he's gone up and done that. And, you know, they're teammates, but he's come out and applauded the band.
And just, you'll remember this, Evie. So Max, the bloke that's got up and has a stance against drugs, he's going, I'm not even going to stand up with this Chinese guy.
Yeah.
Now, awkwardly, his teammates has been caught out with
been caught
out. But he probably is going to still back himself because he just doesn't want drug cheats.
And that's what he came out and said, Evie Jones, well done. Oh. He's applauded it. And he did a statement saying, well, we want to clean sport, and it's not fair. And the problem is, she's come out, the Queensland has come out, and she's blaming contaminated sublimates. So she's saying she didn't do it, and she doesn't know why it's in her system, and it doesn't make any sense. But she's just been caught. That's
do you
that's
think?
What I,
She did?
100%.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're a sportsman.
Because I'm an athlete.
You were a sportsman.
And I used to get tested all the time because I used to go out all the time. So I used to get targeted. And they, like, I literally do 8 or 9 drug tests a year. I'd be always getting drug tested. And the way they do it is they put the your numbers down. They have like 22 sort of pieces of paper and they have it face down. And a guy's got to go through and lift them up.
Yeah.
And whatever number they pick out would be the it's just a jumper number. And
oh, so that's a random drug test.
Yeah, so it's a random drug test. Right. So it'd be 25.
So and really one day they
were putting it out and I was getting my ankle strapped. So I started lifting up the thingos and there was like 6 25s.
Oh!
And I said, I'm getting targeted.
You are.
It's because I was always out, but I was just having fun. I wasn't doing anything else. I was just having a couple of beers.
Yeah, well, if they were targeting you, they would have got you if you were doing something wrong.
But it's totally different with a swimmer, I suppose, because with a swimmer, they get tested all the time as well. They'd get tested 50 times a year.
Yeah.
And I know a couple of swimmers and they even say when they have a bottle of water like this and the lids, they open it up, fresh bottle, and they drink it, then they walk away, they won't drink out of that bottle ever again.
Right.
They'll go open up another bottle because someone could put something in it.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. People around the world can get, you know, their drink spiked.
Yeah.
And with the supplements you take, you'd only be taking the supplements that you got from your doctor.
Right.
Is this Shayna's claim that someone's spiked her drink?
No, they're saying that supplements were contaminated.
So
she's put it into her water, she's had a drink, and she's saying someone's done it.
So at best that's careless.
That's 100% careless. You wouldn't be drinking something that you don't know what's in it. It's the same with the Essendon stuff. They went down that supplements. You don't take something that you don't know, especially from your doctor.
But is she saying that the supplements are contaminated before they even got to her?
Well, they're saying someone, well, can mean anything.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
I think she's just been caught.
From the factory, they were contaminated.
Well.
We don't know.
And if she didn't
take them and this has happened to her, it's awful.
Yeah.
But then you go, well, you should have. You're an elite athlete. You should know better than to drink something that you don't know what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough one, but you want a clean sport. Let's go to something. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about a clean sport. Now, the Tour de France is on.
No. Don't turn this into sports radio, Fev.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to talk more sports.
But I thought he actually did want to go into a big long tirade about it.
I want to go home. 101.9 The Fox. All of Australia is going to see me nude tomorrow. A bit nervous.
Like they haven't already.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good point. Actually, you've only got to go to our show Instagram. You'll see that.
It's all about the back.
It's a huge show tomorrow night. The new Monty on Channel 7. We had Dipper, one of Fev's mates from the show today. Tomorrow we've got the host Shane Jacobson in. Fev is stripping on national television tomorrow night at 7:30.
I'm not worried about that in a sense, Byron and Evie. I'm more worried about like the back scenes because it was shot so long ago. You don't know what you said.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing behind when other people are getting filmed.
Yeah.
I'm going to cringe.
Wow.
I'm going to cringe. Haters.
What about his Insta post? That was quite graphic, wasn't it?
Well, there was a sunrise and there was a
full moon. Get around it, Brennafire 25.
Oh, wow.
It's a great bum.
Okay.
It's a great bum.
It's also so quick. It's like a peach.
It's lovely.
You don't make noises about your own. You can't.
Bum? What do you mean?
But you can't say how good your own.
Well,
what?
Someone's got to love me.
Yeah. I think
you don't.
Not that much.
I love you.
You don't
I love you.
Love yourself that much.
All right.
Like that.
Just a good bum.
It's a good bum.
Oh, enough about your bum.
Bum.
Mandalay Living.
Even Leon said it was a good bum.
Yeah. Did you?
And Leon knows bums.
Yeah, it's a great bum.
Okay. Mandalay Living.
The house we stayed in at Mandalay.
Oh, can I just get this out?
Even in the house we stayed in at Mandalay, they go, poor, you got a good bum.
They never said that to you.
Can you sleep in that bed? And I said,
never said that to you at Mandalay Living.
Show me your bum, Byron.
Oh, that's inappropriate. I'm going to call Human Resources. MandalayLiving.com.au, make the move to resort living every day. There is a swimming pool there where, Fev, if you had your little dick stickers on, you could show your bum. What? That's what they call them.
That's what in Cessnock? Togs. Togs, yeah.
Whatever.
Budgies.
We're out of here.
Feel like you're living in a resort every day and head to MandalayLiving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.